Chop Sports Network presents Chart Choppers. Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Alan Austin, and it is my privilege to be here now as a member of the Chop Sports Network. This is Chart Choppers with Alan Austin, and what we're going to do here is we're going to have fun. You know, we're going to take everyone's favorite thing to do, and that's make ranking lists. It could be 20, it could be 5, it could be 10, whatever it dictates, and we're going to break it down. We're going to cover everything, sports, movies, TV, food, you name it, we'll cover it. If you have a beef with anything I've ranked, let me know about it. Hit us up on social media. This is going to be fun. And we're going to get started with a little bit of a mix of sports and movies. I'm sitting here with Dave, of course, the king, one of the kings, I should say.
Yes, partially king.
All right, partial king. At least part royalty.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah. So he's going to listen. He's going to chime in when necessary. But I'm going to take you down my list of the top 10 movie athletes of all time. Now, a couple clarifiers. One, fictional people. No movies based on real people. So you're not going to see any of the Remember the Titans here, because although those people weren't probably exactly as they were in the film, they're based on people. So we're going to skip all people real. And the other thing we're going to skip are people who benefited from a freak occurrence. No Roy Hobbs. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
No Henry Rowan Gartner.
Oh,
I know.
He was on my list already.
I know. Well, I mean, these are people who, no Calvin Cambridge from Like Mike, because these are people who benefited from freak occurrences around them to suddenly have great skills. These are people who are going to be the best natural athletes that ever graced the silver screen. Are you ready, Dave?
I'm born ready, man. Excited for this.
All right. Kicking off the list at number 10, Adam Banks from the Mighty Ducks.
I like it. I like it already.
Now, for the Charlie Conway fans at home.
Yeah, I was going to say, you're going to rub a couple people the wrong way.
But here's my rationale. Banks is the better natural athlete out of the two.
Didn't he make varsity before anybody else?
Dude, he's the most gifted youth hockey player in Minnesota maybe ever. So you've got Adam Banks, who was so confident in his skill set, he jumped ship from the rich kid team, the cake eater team that he grew up with, and came over to the Ducks. The only beef, the only gripe is he's pretty injury prone. You know, he can't stay on the ice very long, but I would say Banks is the more naturally gifted athlete than Conway, albeit Conway's gritty. You have any beefs with this?
I mean, Conway with the triple D.
Yeah, I know.
The skill on the ice, he was the guy. He was the man wearing the C.
He was.
But as far as pound for pound, yeah, I mean, Banks, he's the guy, you know, like, but the injury thing is a concern. Like,
it is a concern, but luckily we're not.
Remember when he had the stick and he's, you know,
stick. He's always getting slashed. Yeah.
He's a pretty boy, man. They're out for blood.
He is. But if you've seen, have you watched any of Game Changers, the new Mighty Ducks series?
I have not.
He pops up for a cameo.
Stop it.
And let me tell you.
I'm glad he's around.
Adam Banks is a humble man in his 30s or 40s. I don't know how old he's supposed to be. So I'm going with Adam Banks at number 10. Number 9. Wild Thing, Ricky Vaughn.
Oof, man, this is low for him, no?
Well, hear my rationale.
Go
he's
for
on
it.
The list. He's one of the 10 greatest fictional movie athletes of all time, but he's a one-position guy.
He is the closer.
He is the closer.
Well, supposed to be a starter, but kind of moved him to the pen.
Many current baseball player can sing that same song. So Wild Thing Ricky Vaughn has the electric arm and exciting personality, but in terms of gifted athlete, I kind of think he's lucky to make the list, but I just couldn't feel right leaving him off.
I mean, again, one of the more intimidating folks out there. If you were going in that series, I don't know if you have any, you can say it real quick. Do you have anybody else from the major league series?
No, although Willie Mays Hayes is a pure athlete.
Willie Mays Hayes, I was also going to give you for intimidation purposes, Jack Parkman. One of the, you know, he's the only stud.
He is.
When they trade away the stud, he's the only stud.
Yeah, he is one of the best villainous athletes.
Yeah.
I'll give him that. Way better than the guy from Rookie of the Year who grinded the bat in his hands.
Hato. Yeah.
That guy struck out on a 20-mile-an-hour softball pitch. So I'm going with Ricky Vaughn because I think he's the more exciting player, and I do think he is a natural athlete. That's where I'm going. So I'm going with Wild Thing Ricky Vaughn.
I'm just glad he's on the list.
All right. Now,
happy to be here.
Happy to be here. Number 8's a little bit tricky, Dave. and you might have a beef with this, mm-hmm. but I want you to take into consideration, grade on a curve, if you will, what it takes to be good in this particular sport. At number 8, Ricky Bobby.
Oh, okay.
The guy was
I mean, he wasn't even the best driver in that movie.
Right, the French guy was. I don't remember his name.
Yeah, Ricky Bobby.
Yes, but I'm going with Ricky Bobby because before that guy came on the picture, Ricky Bobby was lights out on the NASCAR track.
He was.
He was the guy. I mean, Cal Naughton was doing favors for him because he had such respect, and the team went around. Everything revolved around Ricky, and Ricky did win at the end.
He did
beat his biggest competition. So I'm going with Ricky Bobby at number 8 and giving the NASCAR some love. And I got to be honest, sports fans out there, I don't know anything about NASCAR. I know there are cars that go around in a circle very fast, but skill set, I don't know.
Probably one of the more popular sports in the country.
I know.
I can't get behind it either.
Dude, so
I've tried. Listen, there's only so many laps you can watch.
Look, I have nothing against the sport. No. I'm not actively seeking it out to rag on it. I just can't connect with it.
Right.
But I got to show love for the sport. And Ricky Bobby, what an athlete. What an athlete. I mean, the guy ran around with leopards or cheetahs. I don't remember.
I mean, that's how he was trained. So, yeah.
Yeah, there you go. All right,
odd training method. But
yeah. Well, if you're not first, you're last, right?
That doesn't even make sense.
You could be second. You could be third. All right, number 7. My personal favorite athlete on this list.
At 7.
Okay. At 7. Because I'm trying to be unbiased here.
Okay, all right.
Benny the Jet Rodriguez.
Beautiful.
From the Sandlot.
Beautiful.
The guy went pro. You know, he carried.
And he stole home.
He stole home in every level he played in that movie. So you've got Benny the Jet, a team leader, a true captain, and he was every coach's dream, Benny the Jet Rodriguez.
He really was. And he's coachable, you know, he's a leader.
Coachable, a leader, always brought out the best in his teammates.
Mm-hmm. I mean, look, the man hit the ball so small it didn't have to move his glove.
I mean, he didn't move his glove.
Right.
He literally didn't move his glove.
Please catch it. Please catch it.
Please catch it. There was a summer in my life. It had to be around, I want to say 5th grade. I made it a goal of mine to watch that movie every day during summer break.
You know, it's funny you say that. I think I kind of did the same thing.
It's one
during
of
a summer break. You know where I rented it from? The library.
Wow.
Yeah. Like way back then when like that was a thing, when the library card, it was like a dollar.
I know. You almost have to go back to when the Sandlot was based to think about libraries. Sandlot, you know, just to detour for a second. Is there a better, more feel-good sports movie?
It's got everything. It'll make you laugh. It'll make you cry. It's a feel-good movie. I mean, anytime I ever see James Earl Jones, I don't care. He's the old man in that movie. Like, George? You know, like, I love that movie, man. It's got love. It's got romance. Wendy Peppercorn, that whole drama.
Everything.
You know, like faking death. You talk about an Academy Award.
I know. Squints, baby.
Squints, man. My God.
Squints is.
And what's this guy is trying to become more relevant now on TikTok? I think the Hambino is
Patrick Renna.
Yeah. I mean, pretty sure I could have met him at one of the minor league baseball games or something.
There's one of the great touches is you have this fun, feel-good kids movie, and then the end when they're telling where are they now, some dark ones in there. That one kid disappeared off the face of the earth.
No, literally, I think they use that as a graphic too, like just disappears, goodbye.
One kid got really involved in the 70s, essentially becoming a hippie. And just
basically what they said is he OD'd on something.
Yeah, just like really dark stuff. But what a movie. What just so great. The not the Kinects, the other, what, Erector Set?
Yeah. Great scene. I mean, come on. Like, close, catapult.
Yeah. Open, catapult, close, catapult.
And what about the fact that that dog was literally the biggest thing you've ever seen in your life, like a whale?
Scary. Like Jaws coming out of the water. It's what a movie. Love that movie. Oh, so much. So he's number 7, Benny the Jet.
What a great description for Benny the Jet at number 7. I'm very excited to see where you go with this.
All right, so let's get to number 6 then.
Yeah, let's do it.
Now, 6 is a guy who was terrible at one sport, but great at another, with just God-given abilities that no one could match.
You said no realistic people. I was thinking Michael Jordan in Space Jam.
No.
Terrible baseball, good at basketball.
That's a good guess.
Yeah.
Happy Gilmore.
Oh, okay.
Happy on the golf course was doing things that nobody could have ever predicted. He was launching the ball, I don't even know the numbers, but they were astronomical. holes in ones on a par five, hole in ones on a par four, just all these great things. And then once he learned the putt, he was the real deal.
He was a 5-tool player once he learned how to putt. I mean, it's all in the hips, Happy.
It's all in the hips.
And shout out to Chubbs.
Shout out to Chubbs.
Just making him the golfer that he was today, the amazing ball whacker guy.
Yeah. Yes, exactly. And you know what? You mentioned Jack Parkman before. Mm-hmm. Shooter McGavin, maybe the heel
He might
movie
be my
athlete.
Favorite follow on Twitter. Do you follow him on Twitter?
I've seen some of his posts.
Shooter McGavin on Twitter. It's the greatest thing you've ever seen.
Yeah.
Because all he does is keep referring back to Gilmore, no matter what.
No matter what,
no
right?
No matter what.
Like, I know there was recently that golfer who looks like the caddy, and they were having banter about it.
He always meets you at the nine. Like, he keeps going back. It's great.
Yeah. Christopher McDonald, shout out to you. He's now the bad guy on a new HBO show called Hacks.
Okay.
So
Shooter's still around.
Shooter's still around.
Good stuff.
Acting like Shooter. Also, I thought, you know, when you come to the Adam Sandler sports movies, Bobby Boucher is going to be mentioned. I just think Happy's probably a better athlete overall. Where would you go on that debate?
I think if Bobby never channeled that anger that really like helped him boost his collegiate football career, I don't think you even know who Bobby Boucher is. So right. I think that Happy Gilmore was attempting to be a hockey player. It just wasn't working out for him. And he does still hold that record for the only person to ever take a skate off and try to kill somebody.
Absolutely.
So that's still out there.
That is a hockey record. That
nobody
he
has it. So
that's his.
I mean, when you set records like that, it's impossible to
and
take
that's
over.
The sport he wasn't good in.
Right.
So I agree. Happy Gilmore at number six. Number five, A League of Their Own's Dottie Hinson.
Oof.
As portrayed by Gina Davis.
This one might rub a couple people the wrong way. I mean, she was the greatest female baseball player to ever live, but you have to, I'm sorry. It raises the question, and I don't want to take over your podcast, but did she drop that ball on purpose, bro?
Now,
to make sure Kit didn't off herself after that.
By the way, if I ever have a daughter, I'm going to fight hard to name her Kit because I just think it's.
I didn't even contemplate that, but that's a good idea.
Like, I love that name. Look, here's the thing. Mic drop after you yourself said she is the greatest female baseball player of all time. Mic drop.
Okay.
Now, is she based on a real person?
You think so? You're saying, was there a slugger during the war or when the Rockford Peaches were doing work is what you're saying?
Right. Because I do think that the only critique I may have is that, like, Remember the Titans isn't exactly how it happened. A League of Their Own isn't exactly. But A League of Their Own is more fictionalized, right? Because Jimmy Fox is who Jimmy Dugan's based on. It is a lot of, I think it's just based on a time period rather than a true story.
Avoid the clap, Jimmy Dugan.
Yeah. So also, I did bring up Dottie. I was going over this list with a buddy of mine, and he's like, she doesn't have that heart of a champion. She dropped the ball on purpose.
She had to have, right? That's the
only narrative that makes that makes sense.
Right. She like, just knew that Kit needed that better than she did.
Yeah. I mean, Kit left teams to prove herself, and
I've been traded to Racine.
Yeah. By the way, shout out to John Lovitz for one of the best.
Hey, cowgirls, see the grass? Don't eat it.
Phenomenal.
It's amazing.
Phenomenal. Love that movie. People don't talk about Tom Hanks enough in that movie.
Oh, my God.
Tom Hanks is like, everyone loves Tom Hanks. What a forgotten performance.
Anytime I ever take a long, long piss, I think of Tom Hanks.
You're dooging it.
You're dooging it, exactly.
I'm going with Dottie Hinson. I'm standing by it.
I'm with it.
All right, number four.
Oh, we're already in the top five.
Yeah.
We're in four now.
When we get between two and one, we're going to do a little bit of an honorable mention segment.
Okay.
All right. Number four is our first football player on the list.
I have a million football players, but go ahead.
Willie Beeman.
Oh, I would have put him one, bro. I would have put him one.
Stiff competition.
He's my favorite fictional athlete ever. I bought his jersey, bro.
Willie Beeman Miami. What are they, Sharks?
Sharks, yeah.
Okay.
I have a Willie Beeman football jersey. Knowing that it wouldn't go against like the bylaws of like wearing another team's jersey when you're a Cowboy fan or anybody's fan, I say it didn't matter.
It
there's
doesn't
no
count
such thing
if
as
it's
Miami
a movie.
Sharks,
yeah.
But bro.
You know what always...
Willie B, man.
There's no such thing as Miami Sharks, but they also have the Miami Dolphins in that movie. They're like the
cross-town rival. Yeah, they do say that.
Which makes no sense.
That means that it's a separate league. It's like the XFL or something, the cross-town rivals. Meaning, that's what I think they were getting at with that.
A separate league?
Yes, like they were the XFL.
There's a world to uncover there, then.
Right.
All right. Right. Willie Beeman had the Wally Pipp situation. For those of you who don't know at home, Lou Gehrig played because Wally Pipp got injured and the rest is history.
Do you want the more modern touch to that? Dak Prescott.
Tony Romo?
Right.
Okay.
Tom Brady. Drew Bledsoe got hurt. There's no reason.
All right. There are many examples. Yes. I would say the standard is Lou Gehrig.
Wally Pipp, yeah.
All right. So that happens. Dennis Quaid's character, I can't remember his name.
Cap Rooney.
There you go.
Favorite movie of all time. I memorized the speech.
So you can fill in the blanks here for me.
Memorize the damn speech that Pacino has at halftime.
The Game of Inches?
Oh, yeah.
Wow. Maybe we should do a sports movie list of speeches.
And that would...
Or scenes.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
All right. We'll do that in the future. Look out for that, folks.
For sure. Warren Brumell of Keyport Law has been practicing for over 35 years and is here to help you in your bankruptcy matters. Bankruptcy is a specialized area of law that requires expertise and experience, and Warren brings both. Keyport Law has handled over 10,000 bankruptcy cases. They will make the process simple and provide easy, affordable payment plans. Warren will get creditors off your back, stop the annoying phone calls, and stop the creditors from contacting your neighbors and former employers. Listeners of Chop Sports will get the first interview free. Go to www.keyportlaw.com and fill out the new client intake form, and they will contact you directly. This firm is a debt relief agency helping people file for relief under the bankruptcy code.
All right, so Willie Beeman, now correct me if I'm wrong, you're the expert. Within weeks of taking the starting job, has his own rap video.
My name is Willie.
All right, that is quite a renaissance in the league. He took the league by storm. I mean, he can move around. If he was in the league today, he'd be the biggest star.
He was like, you know, Randall Cunningham when he first started moving around, or even, you know, your earlier scrambling quarterbacks who just really revolutionized the game, a Mike Vick, you know what I mean? Like guys like that. But yeah, I mean, he just came in there and he just marketed himself. He was sponsored by Metrex within like minutes of his debut. Inflate your chest, you know what I mean? It's like, holy hell, did this guy come out of nowhere?
Yeah, and it has nothing to do with our list, but shout out to Jamie Foxx. What a performance.
Jeez, I mean, that not for nothing. That entire the cast of people, like the unsung heroes of that one. Lawrence Taylor, I know, was
what
in
a
it.
Scene in the hot tub.
Oh, my goodness. Like, yeah, that and then LL Cool J.
Yeah.
And let's talk, James Woods is in this movie.
Yeah, like, he's the team doctor.
Al Pacino as the coach. Like, yeah. That entire Cameron Diaz as the female owner.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So like there's a lot of things in this movie. That's why when I first saw it, I mean, I was way too young to see that in theaters, and I did anyway. I was taken by my buddy's dad, and he's like, yeah, we gotta see this movie, we're all football heads. And I'm like watching it. I'm like, I shouldn't be.
There's
seeing
one
it.
Scene in particular.
Oh, I know exactly. Yeah.
In the beginning.
Yeah, yeah. Like, okay. Yep. Shouldn't see this, but I did, you know, and like, is that even real? Not sure.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, that movie is probably without a shadow of a doubt. There's a lot of people out there, including yourself, movie gurus, who are just like, well, you know, that movie's in my top five. This is my one. This is my number one. Not even just sports movie. Just movie of all time. Yeah.
So Willie Beeman is on the list at number four. That's, you got to be happy about that a little bit.
Like I said, if I was doing this list, he'd be my number one.
All
right. But that's also taken into consideration how much I love the movie.
Right.
So, yeah, I would be totally biased. Yeah.
Okay. All right. So Willie Beeman at number four. Number three, and I'm ready. I'm going to be dodging whatever fruit you have in the room, whatever objects, whatever it may be. Forrest Gump.
Ew.
Think about it. Now,
I mean, talk about a multi-sport athlete.
That's what I'm saying. All right. The guy played for the Crimson Tide.
He did. It's hard. Well, it's hard. Bama is a hard school to play for.
Yeah. He ran the country, so he's a track star. Right?
Ping pong. Yeah.
The guy's like a triathlete. The guy he was the best at everything.
And he's dumb as rocks.
Which is like an athlete sometimes, you know, not all, but it's that stereotype of a dumb jock. But how do you go against that resume and skill set?
It is a deep, deep, in-depth resume. I just feel bad for the guy. He didn't catch any breaks.
Jenny did not treat him well.
Jenny was a piece of garbage. Listen, for that reason, for you said, you know, best athletes, you can't deny it. You can't.
And although he affected many of life's events, he's not real. So he falls into the fictional category.
He met the damn president, told me how to take a piss.
I know. It's amazing. You know what? I don't know if this counts, but a possible fourth sport he'd be good at, fishing.
Yeah. With Bubba.
With Bubba. So
I've used that waving meme like a million times.
So I know people at home are going to like, oh, come on. But that's what it is. You think of a list then.
Right.
Number two.
We're in the top two. This is getting nitty gritty here.
We're in the nitty gritty. Number two is a movie with another scene similar to Any Given Sunday that I saw as a kid and was like, I should not be watching this.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus Shuttlesworth, He Got Game.
Can I be honest?
Yeah.
Never saw it.
Okay. Jesus Shuttlesworth is the top high school recruit.
Who played him?
Ray Allen.
Okay.
Is the top high school recruit in the country. And the whole movie is about him being recruited by colleges. So okay. He is that good of an athlete. Right. Oh, LeBron James style coming out of high school.
Okay.
So, and it's played by Ray Allen.
Right.
So the skills.
Like Ray Allen?
Ray Allen.
Like three pointer Ray Allen?
Have
like,
you never heard of this movie?
I've heard of the movie. Just okay. Never saw it. I didn't know Ray Allen was the guy.
Ray Allen.
Is he a good actor?
Yeah, he's fine.
Okay.
Denzel is like.
Oh, my man.
Yeah. Denzel plays his dad who's out of prison trying to reconnect with him as he's going through this process.
So is he mooching? Like Bobby Boucher's dad shows up at the end, like, I saw you on the ESPN, right? Like, is he trying to mooch off him or is he actually trying to be a good dad?
He's it's a blurred line because Ray Allen doesn't really want to connect with him, but I think his heart's in the right place.
Okay.
Great movie.
I got it. Now I have to watch it.
Since you haven't seen it, the scene I was referring to, and people at home will know, John Turturro pops up in a cameo with Rick Fox.
Rick Fox, right. Who's been in plenty of movies. Yeah.
John Turturro is like this, he's not based on any one coach, but he's kind of like that Roy Williams, Mike Krzyzewski level of, and his assistant, Rick Fox, brings Jesus Shuttlesworth to a party.
Uh-huh.
Let's just say there are a couple people waiting for him behind closed doors to show him a good time. And it is a scene. And young me seeing this scene was like, oh my goodness, what is happening? But great movie. He's an unbelievable basketball star. So his pure athleticism, take my word for it.
I will. It's up there. I will, but I'm definitely going to watch the movie now.
See the movie. All right, so let's go to some honorable mentions before we get to number one.
Sure.
I mentioned we were not throwing in Roy Hobbs, Henry Rowengartner from Rookie of the Year. Like Mike, extenuating circumstances.
Mm-hmm.
One I had on my list, Daniel from The Karate Kid.
Karate? It's the same. I mean, look, you look around the room. I mean, we're fans of karate around here.
The Chop Sports Network.
Yeah, we're fans of mixed martial arts. Right.
I'm aware of that. However, was he the best one in that movie? Was he kind of like overcoming the odds, underdog story? Pure athlete?
He was a bitch.
That's what I'm saying. He doesn't make this list.
Daniel's son got his ass kicked a bunch of times.
Yeah. Also, any karate movie that featured Van Damme, I didn't count because those are vehicles based around how much he kicks ass.
This is very true.
So I don't think it kind of, I don't know. Would you feel good putting him in here when he's?
No.
Okay.
No, I'm with you on the honorable mention.
Honorable mention in theory, sure. There's a couple honorable mentions that we'll get to in our number one.
Oh, okay.
Because they all come from the same movie.
Oh, this better be good.
Oh, it will be. Paul Newman in The Hustler. Now, a little old school for the fan base, so I kept it off the list.
Mm-hmm.
But in my first draft, he was in the top 10. Best pool player, best hustler.
Another one I did not see.
People are grateful I left it off. Movie I didn't see. But since you're an MMA guy, and I know Chris is as well, maybe even more so.
More so than me, yeah.
I've never seen Warrior.
Great flick.
So
that movie slaps, as the kids say.
Yes.
Like that one is, that's such a good movie. But Tom Hardy's the man, bro. Like that's such a good, feel good movie. Oh, you got to see that
one. All right. But I couldn't put it on my list.
That's fine.
Because I haven't seen it. But who is the better athlete in that movie? Is it Tom Hardy?
Yeah. Yeah.
Is he better than any of the ones we said?
Yeah,
Adam Banks, maybe?
Yeah, I guess you can do that. I mean, look.
He's an honorable mention for the sake of this list. People at home, don't hate me, especially all the MMA fans around Chop Sports. We're giving him his love, his due right now.
Right.
I've never seen the movie. It is what it is.
Right.
But I know people speak highly of the movie.
Definitely.
All right. Million Dollar Baby, I've never seen.
Never seen it either. That thing won like the Academy Award. Best Picture, right?
She won Best Actress. But I don't know. I know her character. I know some spoilers about the movie.
Yeah, obviously.
But I don't know. So I couldn't put her on the list because I'd never seen the movie.
Yeah, I didn't either.
Randy the Ram from The Wrestler.
I mean, guy took the Ayatollah to the max.
I know.
I mean, Ram Jam. I mean, look, I'm trying to, I know you and I were in the wrestling game for a little while. You're still, you know, dabbling in it and watch it. And I still do from time to time as well. But there's a promoter out there in New Jersey named Rob Fury. You ever meet him?
No.
Okay. Well, that is the Randy the Ram story where he's just brother, 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 you know, like just old school, like still hanging around, like for God knows why. You know, he's a good dude, but it's like, you know, you never know when your time is up.
Yeah.
Randy didn't know when his time was up. Right. And he's a phenomenal star. He was a rock star when he was on top of his game, but then, like, you know, he's wrestling on the undercard and this, that, and the third. And
I don't think he breaks the top 10 athletes.
No.
But I did want to give him an honorable mention.
Sure.
The other wrestler, really, is Nacho Libre in terms of athleticism. Neither make the list. Shout out to Nacho Libre. I know I put out some feelers, and there was a lot of love for Nacho.
What about Zeus from No Holds Barred?
Zeus. If you put Zeus in an athletic competition, if you put Tiny Lister, rest in peace.
Yes. Which we met. Were you working with me yet? I met him at WrestlePro.
He came as Zeus, right?
Yes.
Nah.
You weren't working with me yet.
No, you know, my one WrestlePro show was the one before the pandemic.
How you like that?
And you invited me back, and then the world ended.
and here we are.
And here we are. But look what happened, right?
Yeah, hey, listen, worlds collide.
All right. Randy the Ram. Also, if you think about him as a wrestler, there are probably many wrestlers in that movie. I know R-Truth has a cameo in the background. Better athletes.
In the background. You know what the background is? It's the Railway Rec Center.
Is it?
Yeah, bro.
Where R-Truth, from like, you see it up top and you're looking down.
Railway Rec Center. I like that. You could say, hey, listen, I called a match from over there.
All right. Definitely. Yeah. Cool. And I do recognize some of the names from that one scene where he's like going over the card. The promoter's going over the card.
Right. Well, he says Kevin Matthews.
He does say Kevin Matthews. Yep. Yeah. All right, last, and okay, I got two more honorable mentions for you. One is a movie that I love the outcome of. You probably hate Little Giants.
Uh-huh. Spike.
Icebox.
You're giving it to Icebox.
Giving it to Icebox.
Okay.
Think about the adversity she had to overcome to be just respected.
Yeah, I mean, look, that goes for any female right now. You know what I mean? Like when females should be on the same level as everybody else. And yeah, she can lay the wood, man. She was hitting motherfuckers, right? She was definitely laying people out. Honorable mention: Spike was a freak athlete. Comes from a freak family. Hammersmith. Was a monster.
Anytime his dad shows up in something, I always pop.
Oh yeah, every time.
Guy. He has a little role in The Departed too.
Does he? Yes, he does.
It's just one of the cops.
Like, yeah. Wow, good call.
One of the cops tracking Martin Sheen.
Whatever happened? Right.
Yes.
Holy shit! Wow, you really sparked my head on that one. I was just watching something today. A guy was like, "I never seen The Departed." I'm like, "What is wrong with you?"
It's in my top 10.
Oh yeah, definitely top 5 maybe for me.
Departed and Sandlot, two movies. I can do every line as they come across the screen.
Yeah,
every line.
Yeah.
I mean, every time Jack Nicholson.
How great is Wahlberg in that movie? Just so good. DiCaprio, like, it's just,
yeah, anytime Jack Nicholson decides to do a Boston accent, it's so hilarious. And Martin Sheen does it too. They just randomly throw in an accent.
Not a cop.
Yeah. Do you want to be a cop or do you want to pretend to be a cop? It's like, oh, we got both versions. Okay. But Jack Nicholson, what can I use you for?
Just such a great one.
Amazing. Last honorable mention, Air Bud.
The canine, okay.
The guy played every sport and won the title in every sport.
I mean, Air Bud was originally the basketball movie, right?
Yes.
And all of a sudden, now he's a golden receiver.
Golden receiver, seventh inning fetch.
He played baseball, too?
Yeah, he played soccer, World Cup.
Jesus.
Yeah, he played volleyball.
Oh, my God.
Everything. I'm saying, the guy's an athlete.
I mean, the guy. Like, he's not a furry friend, but go ahead.
All right, let's get to number one.
Here we go. Drum roll. What do we got?
Apollo Creed.
I mean, I like where you're going. How is Rocky not above Apollo Creed?
Apollo Creed was...
How is Clubber Lang not above Apollo Creed? Clubber... this is tough.
Apollo
I'm
Creed
a Rocky
was,
nut, so like this is going to rub me the wrong way. But
I'll defer to you. Mm-hmm. I'm not as much a nut as you are, but Apollo Creed was the guy. And correct me if I'm wrong, but...
He was Muhammad Ali.
Like he was all those guys wrapped into one, right? That's how Stallone wrote him. Like, all these icons just into one. He was the reigning champ for a while before the events of Rocky I. When he got killed, spoiler alert, he was way past his prime.
Yeah.
And the best of three with Rocky's pretty ambiguous, no? About who took it?
Well, the third fight happened... In the like the confines of their own like
right, there's gym. No
so there's
right,
no
so
like
it's 1-1.
No bell. You know what I mean? There's no bell. It's 1-1, and even some could say that Rocky won the first fight. I don't know. I mean, me being a biased Rocky guy, I was just like, look, man,
yeah,
he dished. He took a lot, but look, just because you cut worse, you know, just because your face is mangled, doesn't mean necessarily you lost the fight. I don't know. It's debatable for me, but
okay. Well, I'm gonna go with Apollo. You're gonna go with Rocky, but either
I would even go with. Like, a pound-for-pound athlete? Drago was a freak. Drago was, I mean, he was juiced out of his mind, but I mean, he's still a freak.
Could that fall under the extenuating events helping his cause?
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, I guess that kind of falls under that. You're right.
Rocky trained really hard, but I'd say Apollo was a more naturally gifted athlete.
I'm not going to argue it. Like, it's definitely a thing.
But it sounds like either way, Rocky or Apollo would not be your number one. Willie Beeman would be your number one.
Willie Beeman would definitely be my number one athlete. I think that guy, I mean, he took the Sharks to levels that they didn't even expect to play. I mean, that offense was running with Cab Rooney as a, like, basically your old school West Coast Steve Young type offense. But then you put in Willie Beeman and they become the greatest show on turf. I mean, they put up points in bunches. You know, I love it.
They did. So I'm going to go to Paul, a little bit of a question. Out there, let us know what you think. What would your top 10 be? Who belongs? Who doesn't? Remember, it's got to be fictional characters only. And I know there's going to be a lot of love for Adonis Creed, too, especially in a few years as more sequels come out.
I hope there's more. I mean, you would think there'd be more, but now, like, you got to, you know, who's he going to fight next? You know what I mean? Like,
some made-up guy, a cartoon character like the first Rockies.
I hope that, you know, that Clubber Lang's kid comes out of retirement, or Clubber Lang comes out of nowhere. Mr. T goes out there.
But then they do that with Drago?
They did.
They should just do it all.
That kid was an animal.
Yeah, I know. That was a good movie, Creed 2.
Both of them were fantastic films.
Yeah. Real good stuff.
Another, like, tearjerker, like, there's moments in that movie where I was just like, oof, I don't know if I can handle this.
That's the beauty of this show we're doing here. The possibilities of lists and rankings are endless. Like, we've already discussed possible movie scenes, movies in general, sports movies. That would be a big one.
Mm-hmm.
So that's my top 10. Any real beefs you have with it?
No, I mean, I think your honorable mentions make sense to not be on the list, but to be talked about. Willie Beeman, I think, needs to be up a little bit. Benny the Jet, one I think is your sleeper pick of this entire thing.
He's my favorite,
right? And yeah. I think he deserves top three recognition for considering what he had to endure and play with a bunch of basically rejects. You know what I mean?
Like, he does what Mike Trout can't.
Right. you can't deny that.
Like, so, if Benny the Jet was on the Angels, they'd be a real team.
Right.
Quick sidebar, are they not the most disappointing franchise in all sports? And
the
they
Angels?
Get lost? Yeah.
Yeah, it's unfortunate because, like, yeah, they had the best player in the world.
Someone put out a tweet that was so funny. It was like, you know, every night I hear Mike Trout went 5 for 5 with 5 homers and Shohei Ohtani did something that no one since Loose Arm Jones in 1816 did, and the Angels lose 12-5.
Like, they're not lying.
No, it's great. So that is the very first list here on Chart Choppers, the first chart chopped top 10 movie athletes.
I like it.
All right. So until next time, folks, let us hear what you think. And that's that.